Welcome to another Conversations with Community Managers. My name is Jim Storer, and I am pleased to be here with my co-pilot today, Shannon Abram. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Jim. We are so excited to have Charissa Carnell with us today from Western Union. Hi, Charissa. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about where you work and the kind of community you work with.
Yes. So I'm Charissa Carnell. I work for Western Union. I'm the Global Community Manager. And we actually have a community of over 5 million community members. And these are mostly our customers who are sending and receiving money overseas. And it's an interesting community because a lot of our community members are at a very high passion, I guess, when they come on our channels to talk to us. And that can be in one of two ways. Either they're really emotional because something didn't go right with their money transfer and they really need it to get to a family member for medical reasons, or, you know, a child who's in college and needs money, things like that. Or, on the other hand, they're really excited because things did go well and they were able to get the money to grandma who needed her medicine that week, or needed to pay her hospital bills, or to the student who needed money because they're going to college and need money. They're not working at the time and need money. We also have a lot of people who are actually children who are grown and have jobs now and have moved away from home and are sending money back to their parents to help take care of their parents who are in another country. And so it's a really interesting mix of a community. We have a lot of fun with our community. And then there's a lot of times where it gets difficult because, you know, we really want to be able to help them the best that we can. We just have to find the best ways to do that. And in a financial industry, sometimes that makes things a little bit more difficult with some legal things and things that we have to work through. But we do our best.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough situation sometimes when you're trying to help someone and there may not be a clear way to get that done in the way they want to, but sounds like you're doing a great job. So can you tell us a little bit about getting started in community management? Did you get pulled in from another role in the organization, or what are some of the things that you found especially helpful as you were just getting started?
Yeah, so for my personal story, I did get pulled in, and here's kind of how that happened. I actually originally worked in TV news. So I used to be a TV news anchor and reporter, and from that job, I was hired at a startup, and I had learned social media and community, and I actually was doing community management at the TV station before I even knew what community management was. And that was when we would have, I live in Alabama, and so we have a lot, specifically in Mobile on the Gulf Coast, and we have a lot of hurricanes around here. And so at the TV station, during hurricane season, when we had hurricanes that were in the area, and sometimes tornadoes would spin off of those hurricanes, and I would actually sit in the chat rooms online and talk to our viewers and try to keep them updated on where the tornadoes were. And I mean, literally telling people, you need to go get in your bathtub right now, or in your closet, or in the doorway, or whatever, wherever you can, because a tornado is headed your way. And I would actually see people say, oh my goodness, I'm going to get my kids right now. And then like 30 minutes later, come back into the chat room and say, thank you so much. It just went through here. Thankfully, it didn't really hit us, but it hit, you know, three streets over or whatever. And I didn't know at the time that's what I was doing. I was just talking to our viewers. So from there, I worked at a startup, and then that startup was bought by Western Union. And so I just became a Western Union employee, and still for that specific product. And then just through talking with some executives at Western Union and kind of sharing my knowledge of social media and what I had done in the past, they thought that I would be really good for the global social media team, which they were actually building at the time. It did not exist when I first started at Western Union. And so our social media team is very new. Our community management is very new. Everything is very new for us at Western Union. So They asked if I would be willing to be one of the first full-time employees on the global social media team, and I said, yes, absolutely. And so I joined the team, and when we hired a VP of social media, she felt like she really wanted to hone in my job into community management. And so that's when I started, and it's been almost 2 years now that I've been doing community management full time and global community management. And so, I think it's one of those things. So I want to answer this in two parts. If you're someone who just wants to get started in community management, and maybe you're at a company who doesn't have community management right now, I think if you just are able to talk to some execs or VPs in the company and just really talk about why community management is important. And for me, it's important because it's the only chance that customers have to talk to someone within the company. They don't want to just post to a Facebook page or tweet and not hear anything back. That doesn't say a whole lot about your brand. And so if they have the opportunity to talk to someone within that company, it makes a huge connection between that customer and that brand. And so if you can really get that across, then community management is for your brand. And that's a way that you could try to step into that role. If you're a brand or a company that doesn't have community management, and maybe you're thinking about hiring someone for community management or just starting it, my advice is just do it. You can't really go wrong talking to your customers if they've been in your community on Facebook or on Twitter. And that's the big thing. Like, if you have a Facebook page, you have a community. Whether you're managing it or not, it's there. And your community members are talking to each other. And if you don't have a voice as a brand to help facilitate that conversation, then things could go bad really quickly. And so if you just step in and start talking to your customers, whether it's helping fix issues that they have or just having everyday conversation with them or answering questions that they have about the brand, whatever it is, if you just start doing it, you'll realize how to develop that community management around that. And then you set up guidelines, and then work on a playbook. We did that within the first year, with Community Roundtable. We worked on a playbook and got that created and sent that out to all regional community managers that we now have at Western Union. And that has helped a lot with keeping the same voice and tone for us across the brand.
Fantastic. And yeah, the playbook project that we worked on you with was fascinating for us as well, just to kind of do a deep dive and help think through some of the challenges and what you were trying to share broadly like that. I've got a comment on your background. It's always fascinating to hear the background of folks that are members. And I guess I'm not surprised, but we actually have someone else who has some newscasting experience on the team. So Ted McEnroe, who's part of our team, dabbled in on-air coverage. But I'd
Awesome.
love, do you have you must have footage of yourself, down on the coast during a hurricane, right, reporting on what was going on. That would be amazing for you to post that in the network.
Yeah, so most of what I did actually during hurricane season was inside.
Okay.
I
Oh, you didn't.
say, yeah, I didn't go out a lot during that. I mostly reported on like actually digital and social media trends. And so most of everything I did was in-house. I'll have to look back and see if I have anything where I was out during hurricane season. But most of the time I was inside, like I said, talking to people in the chat room, and we would, just mostly talking about how you can go to our Facebook page and ask us questions if you're wondering if the hurricane is close or whatever. So I was mostly indoors. I stayed safe.
So now you really need to connect with Ted, because that was the exact role that he played at a regional news station up here in the Northeast. So he was the digital guy, and so when he did do the on-air pieces, he was often talking about something in the news, whether it was Facebook or Twitter or that sort of thing. So very neat.
Yeah, awesome. I definitely will.
So our next question, and we ask this of everyone, is what is your community superpower?
So I love this question because I've been asked this before, and it's interesting when I'm thinking about it that it has changed from what I would have answered a year ago. And so now I would say my community superpower is authenticity. And it's so important to me when anytime I talk to anyone about community management that I share with them how important it is to be authentic. And so at Western Union, we separate community management and social care. So they're two separate things. We work together. We're like a well-oiled machine by now. We work together really well. But we have people on our social care team who respond to anything that's a transaction-related issue. And so it's something that requires an account number and things like that. So our social care team works on those things. And then the community managers work on answering general questions and just building the conversation. And so with the community managers who I have trained, I tell them, number one, first of all, we have no script. So with our community management team, there's nowhere can you find a script to answer our customers. We have our playbook, which helps with voice and tone, and it gives examples of how to respond to customers. But the most important thing to me is that when a customer comes on a channel and asks a question, they don't get the same answer that the person before them with the same question got, because it's personalized to them. And that's more than just saying their name. Of course, we can throw in, "Hi, Jim, so glad you asked that question. Here's our answer." But it's even more than that. It's just how we answer, just changing it up, making it more personal, asking them questions to make sure that our answer really fits the question that they have. And so we actually have, because of our authenticity, we actually have customers who come on our channel, or community members, I guess I should say, who come on our channel in the morning and tell us good morning, and that's it. Good morning, Western Union. And then we'll interact with us throughout the day on different pieces of content that we've posted throughout the day or you know, a few days before even. And at the end of the day, they tell us good night. And they will post pictures of like a sky with stars and a moon and, you know, things like that to say good night, or a sun to say good morning. And, you know, for me personally, I've never felt that connection with a brand that I felt like I should say good morning and good night to them, unless I was talking about an issue that I had and had a question. But these are community members who just feel that strong connection with us, that it's like a friend that they are chatting with throughout the day. And I think that it goes back to we are authentic with them, and they know that, and they have figured out that there is actually someone behind a computer somewhere that's responding to them on Facebook and Twitter and wherever else they are in social media. And it's not a robot. And they truly, truly appreciate that. And I can't say it enough that it is so important. And I just feel like that's something that I was able to grasp pretty early on and have been able to share that with the rest of our community managers. And I think it's really done really well for us.
That's really fascinating and neat, and I think exemplifies what we're trying to do a lot of times with community management, is develop that really close personal connection with customers. So congratulations. And you know, I want to switch gears a little bit and ask you about current projects, and you know, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about what's keeping you up at night these days.
Yeah, so this is actually pretty timely that you asked this, because this is very recent. We are really trying to figure out how do we surprise and delight our customers. And in some ways, it seems so simple. And you see these awesome stories that other brands are doing where they're meeting a customer at the airport with, you know, this gift or flowers or whatever it is. And we see those stories too. And we're like, man, that's really awesome. We want to do that. And so for us, we're starting small. And little things, like we have customers all the time who tell us it's their birthday, or we'll ask what, you know, we recently had We recently had a piece of content where we asked what our customers were excited about going into the month of August. And we had one lady who told us that she was excited because it was her son's birthday in August and he was turning 8 years old. And so the community manager, you know, clicked in me, we need to send him something for his birthday. That would be so cool from Western Union. And obviously we can't do that for every single community member. We can't do that for every single customer. But she is someone who has engaged with our Facebook page a lot over the past several months. So because we don't have anything in place right now, it was a little bit more difficult to figure out what are we going to send? How are we going to send it? They are located in Jamaica. So how are we going to send to Jamaica? What can we send to Jamaica without spending, you know, an arm and a leg? And so we were able to send some, like a Western Union t-shirt, a Frisbee, and two golf balls. And just last week, I got an email from her letting me know that they received the package and that her son was already in the backyard throwing the Frisbee and playing fetch with their dog, Rex. And she sent me a picture of him in a t-shirt with the Frisbee and the golf balls, and it made me super, super happy. But we realized we can't do that for every single person we want to send a little gift to. And so we're actually working right now just on figuring out what's the best way that we can drop a little note in the mail to our customers and remembering that our customers are global. And so there may be a country where you can't send certain things into that country. And so just thinking about how can we do something just to let our customers know that we truly appreciate them and, it, you know, going beyond just telling them that on Facebook or on Twitter or wherever we're communicating with them. And so I know sometimes that seems like it's kind of small, but it truly does keep me up at night, like thinking. I thought about that little eight-year-old boy for days before we figured out what can we send to him. And, you know, this particular incident, the mom was not able financially to give him a birthday party. And just going back to our community, we see that a lot. A lot of our community members, you know, are borrowing a computer in a community center somewhere because they don't have internet or they don't have a computer. And so financially, there's a lot of financial hardships that we see. And so this lady literally couldn't give a birthday party for her son and couldn't give him any gifts. And so he was going to be spending the day with some friends who got to come over and play with him. And, you know, and it broke my heart just to know that that they were going through that. And so I literally was like, what can we send him? How can we do that? We've got to figure out a way to do this. And that really sparked this whole, we've got to have a plan in place and that we can literally just pick it up, address it, write a handwritten note, and put it in an envelope and send it to whoever, whenever, wherever. And so that's something we're working on right now, and hopefully we'll have a plan in place in the next few weeks. So maybe I can share that in the future once we kind of know where we're headed with that and what our plan is.
That would be wonderful. And I have to say, I know that this isn't what you said your superpower is, but I feel like maybe your superpower is compassion, because that's such a great story. And I'm serious, to help make people's lives a little bit better every day through your job, mm-hmm. I think is a really lucky place to be in life. So it has been so wonderful to talk to you, and we will definitely follow up because I love surprise and delighting. And so I would love to hear how you guys flesh this out in the future. But thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.